We were supposed to have already been out to visit J.D. Jowett and his crew at Golf Country on their demo days and be talking about golf lessons and getting your clubs fitted and all that good stuff. But, boy, this has been a very different kind of year. I'm just happy to have J.D. on the line with us this morning. We haven't talked to him since last golf season. J.D. Jowett, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How you been doing?
Hey, we've been hanging in there. We were shut down for about 6 weeks, but we were able to open back up when the golf courses did. So we're here to help everybody with their club selections, and the driving range is open so they can come out and practice.
Well, that certainly, I think, helps morale, if nothing else, because people have been pretty down. It's good that you're able to do that. How has your business changed? I mean, obviously, you've had to implement some new strategies and things like that. So how are things different right now at Golf Country?
Well, right now, we can only have one or two people in the shop at a time. Everybody has to wear a mask. We have sneeze shields up in front of our cashier. So we've put a few more geometric shapes on the floor to keep social distancing, which we're not used to. We are bleaching the golf balls, which we haven't done. We've always washed them, and we also bleach all the baskets, to help. And we've had to put dividers up in the cover tee area. So we've extended the divider between each hitting station, up to 8 feet now. So people are very comfortable. There's no cross-contamination.
Well, you've thought of a lot of different things. That's great. I got thinking about it, J.D. I was thinking about what an up-close-and-personal business Golf Country is. We're used to seeing people face-to-face, handing off golf clubs, and there's a lot of interaction that goes on there.
There is, and it is a little bit of a challenge because of the way the business is run and the way that we service our people. You know, obviously, we had to cancel, like everybody else, all our spring promotions that we had going on. But we're looking forward to, you know, things getting a little bit better through the summer. We're able to do club fittings just one-on-one, as long as, you know, we wear masks and we wipe everything down with Clorox wipes, the grip, so we keep that cross-contamination down. But we're able to service people that way, and we still want to encourage them because everybody's kind of anxious about looking at the new equipment.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody wants to see what's new. And what are some of the new innovations that are available this season?
Well, Callaway has come out with some great drivers. The Maverick line has been exceptional from what I've seen and tried myself. It's one of the straightest drivers I've seen on the market. Of late, and it's very easy to hit and very comfortable. It's got a great sound to it and a great look when you set it down behind the golf ball. Their irons are really, really hot this year. You get a lot of distance out of them. They actually have three variations again in the Maverick iron line. So they have a standard head. They have what they call the max head. It's for the game improvement. And then they also have the Pro, and those have been selling well this season already. TaylorMade's come out with some sim product that's been exceptional for them, both in the iron line and in the wood line. Driver and fairway wood and hybrids are really good. People are really impressed with them.
Well, that's fantastic. What do you think the future holds for Golf Country as you look at the next few months? Obviously, things are going to be changing, you know, somewhat in terms of some of the restrictions being lifted. How do you see things playing out for your business over these next few months?
Well, we hope that they you know, lighten up on some of the restrictions. I'm hoping that we see the curve get flattened and we're able to get more on track with our general business. We're like everybody else. We're kind of just, you know, kind of feeling our way because this is totally, you know, uncovered ground for us. And we're just trying to make everybody feel very comfortable, very safe when they come into the facility in all aspects of, you know, interaction, whatever we can do to to reassure them that there's going to be very low exposure to anything, and we're keeping it as safe as possible.
I'll bet that as soon as you were able to open the driving range, people came out pretty excited to be able to swing the club again, huh?
Oh, you've seen a lot of smiles on faces. It was good to see. There was that Saturday, and the nice thing was, is you know, unlike Michigan Springs, that weekend was really nice.
That was the nice weekend we had.
So that helped a bunch. We're not so much accustomed to that, but yeah, we had a lot of families come out because, again, you know, they're amongst themselves. They've been cooped up and looking for some way to get a little release. And we had a lot of couples come out. Again, same result. You know, they've been cooped up in the house. And being out in the air, they were just had nothing but good things to say about coming out and being able to hit some golf balls.
Yeah, people are looking for any excuse to get out, and the four walls are starting to get pretty close, so any chance that you can get out and swing the club or go for a walk or a run or a bike ride or a paddle certainly is is appreciated.
And we had quite a rush on golf carts.
on what?
On golf carts, push carts.
Oh, no kidding.
because take golf carts out, so we had quite an influx of calls, pretty constant because everybody is sold out of golf carts for the same reason across the country, and none of the manufacturers were prepped up for such a need, so we were able to acquire some, but again we're fresh out, we're waiting for another shipment to come in, and most of those are spoken for.
That's interesting, because motorized golf carts are a no-no, because that puts everybody in too close of proximity, and so you're supposed to walk the course, and people that aren't used to doing that, people are used to riding around and not pulling their clubs with them, need carts, and that's it. I hadn't even thought of that, J.D.
Yeah, well, I think it could have some benefits. It's, you know, we may, through this, get healthier.
Well, yeah, it'll force people to walk and remember that golf is supposed to be for exercise, right?
I think the scores will go down.
Yeah, you may see that. Absolutely. J.D., what kind of hours are you keeping out there at Golf Country right now?
Yeah, we're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. till 7 in the evening. And Sunday we're from noon to 5. And we do have the foot golf course open, which is another alternative for people if they're looking to get outside and they may not be golfers and just wanting to get the kids and get them a little, because they're not having any gym or PE in high school because they're not there. So we have 9 holes of foot golf, and it's very available. We got it all set up. It's basically a $10 for adults. It is $6 for juniors and seniors. And we do have, if you don't have soccer balls to play, we do have soccer balls we can rent out here for $3. So that's another opportunity for families to get out and get some fresh air.
And J.D., one more question. Are you going to be doing lessons this year?
Well, we have started. Yes, we are going to be doing lessons this year. We're probably going to wait until they actually give us a little bit more availability, as far as, because it is kind of a close area activity. Mm-hmm. But we definitely have lessons going this year, so people are concerned, they can call and we can give them the times that's available and the process about getting up and signed up for those.
And what's the best way to reach you out at Golf Country?
Our phone number is 810-364-9160. And we're on Smith Creek Road. It's 4730 Smith Creek Road. We're in Kimball Township. And like I say, we're here from 9 until 7, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday.
Fantastic. JD, great to hear your voice. We'll continue this conversation next week, and we'll keep talking throughout the golf season as things continue to change and emerge. We look forward to hearing more.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Great time. Stay safe. Take care. Well.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. JD Jowett out at Golf Country in Kimball Township. They've got everything out there, and they are practicing all those safe measures to ensure that that you stay safe out there. But you know, golf isn't entirely canceled. You can still play, and they'll take care of you out there at Golf Country. It is. 10-